the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, December 30th, the last Saturday of 2017. Happy to be with you. Happy to be inside. Happy to be off the roads. If you're heading out, please be extremely careful as we have, half to an inch of snow on the ground. And no one will be surprised to hear, the roads were cold before it started to snow. You may not have noticed, but it's been a little chilly lately. Whew! Cold indeed. And so with a little bit of damp snow, roads are slick. And the off-ramps are very slick. So even if you have four-wheel drive to propel you forward, four-wheel drive does very little to stop you as you are slip and sliding. Exactly. If we had four-wheel stop, that'd be... Somebody should invent that. That's an idea I give to you that's absolutely free. So if you make billions out of it, a little remembrance of where you got the idea, that would be nice. That would be nice. And much appreciated. Speaking of much appreciated, it is very appreciated that you spend some of your Saturday morning with us. I absolutely understand it is a holiday weekend, and you've got lots of things that you can do and choose to do, and I'm very, very pleased that you spend a little bit of your time with us. We'll try to make it worth your while, as we do every Saturday. We've got a fair amount of material to share with you. And with any luck at all, some of that will catch your ear and you'll go, wow, I can absolutely use that in 2018 and going forward. I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope everything that you shared, everything that was shared with you was pleasing and helped create new memories, new wonderful Christmas memories. We hope you'll be very, very safe in your New Year's celebrations. But for the next 2 hours, we've got opportunity to assist you in your financial picture, whether it's a question about your overall picture, your retirement picture, your saving for college picture, your buying that new home picture, that getting out of debt picture, whatever your picture is, wherever you find yourself on your financial journey. We want to be able to help, and there's lots of ways we can do that. Most traditional, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott, and then you talk to Gene. And Gene helps in any way that he is able, sharing his 780 years of experience. Why he's talking about himself in the third party, no clue. That's got to change. You may also join us by email, gene@askmtm.com. That's G-E-N-E @askmtm.com. And if you are further afield or someone that you care about is further afield, or if maybe you're in visiting and you're just picking up our show and you're saying, darn, I'd like to hear that every week, you are absolutely able to do that. If you have access to the internet, you have access to more than money. iHeartMedia is an amazing technology. And if you log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com, you can hit the Listen Live button, you can hit the Ask Gene button, and you are fully engaged, fully functional indeed. Happy to serve you in any way that we are able. Lots of questions, lots of emails, apparently with folks having a little extra time off on the weekend, or I'm sorry, on the weekend, on the holidays. They have a little time to look at their situation and shoot over emails. And we've got a fistful of those we'll be sharing with you, of course. I've got some fake news reporting that I've got to debunk. If you're not trying to show that they're lying, are you trying to bunk them? I mean, if you're supporting an idea, are you? So I have an article here I'd like to bunk. I've never heard somebody, I agree with this guy, I'd like to bunk his article. Nah, I'm going to debunk a couple articles and see if I can help and give you a little perspective there. And, of course, offer you all the insights that we have available. One of the observations that you may have been hearing, of course, that time has now passed. There were lots of folks scrambling at year end relative to the Tax Reform Act, trying to get things accomplished that might be beneficial for their 2017 taxes, that might be a bit less beneficial for their 2018 taxes. One of the things that folks, many folks were doing, were making charitable contributions. Wonderful. That's a wonderful thing to do, both financially, psychically, personally, philanthropically. Whoa, I got that out on the first go. I'm very impressed with myself. And another was one that came a cropper right after the bill was signed, with the idea that you could prepay your real estate taxes and get a deduction in 2017 rather than 2018, and that would be beneficial. Lots of folks tried. Some folks succeeded. Lots more did not than did. The entire idea of prepaying real estate taxes, lovely idea. But two things came a cropper. Number one, the real estate taxing authorities, not actually ready for you. There were no 2018 real estate tax bills prepared for the most part. Some parts of the country, some areas, some taxing authorities, indeed they were. Indeed, they were. And when folks reached out to those local authorities that were ready, they were able to tell them to the penny what their 2018 taxes were going to be. They were willing to accept the checks. Off they went. Life is grand. Ooh, as they found out, as many taxpayers found out, taxing authorities not ready, not able to tell them what their tax bills were. And the IRS, in a rare effort to inform the American taxpayers or to assist them in some way, announced that, hey, please be very, very careful. If your taxing authority has not issued a bill, if you are simply sending in money kind of carte blanche, you're not going to get a deduction. Unless your taxing authority, the school tax, the local property tax, etc., has issued that bill, they don't consider it an obligation, and your deduction will not be approved for 2018 or 2017. It'll be pushed to 2018. So while it was at least on paper, it was a great idea. Let's prepay our real estate taxes, get a deduction this year, and have 2018 off, so to speak. The IRS was pretty clear that unless you did it precisely correct, the only thing that was off would be your tax calculation. And you're going to get that love letter from the IRS at some point in May or June going, we've recalculated, which my GPS does for me all the time. And about the third time I make the wrong turn, she gets a little snooty about it. Recalculating. Okay, all right. Sorry. Is it any wonder the voices are always women? I said turn left. Okay, jeez. Indeed. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. No, I'm going to start with an email, because some of the stuff I have on the fake news side just makes me too crazy. So let's start with an email. From one of our most loyal listeners and a wonderful friend. Gentleman writes a question. I'm confused about what I can contribute to my 401k at work. My salary is $135. I seem to be limited to 12% contribution to my regular 401k. But since I'm over 50, I seem to be able to contribute up to 99% as catch-up. My contribution has been 12% regular, 5% catch-up, and I'm trying to understand what percentage I can contribute to catch up to my maximum, which I understand is 18 regular, 6 catch-up this year, and 18.5 next with a 6%, I'm sorry, $6,000 catch-up as well. Lots of numbers. I'll try to clarify this momentarily. And the question is, I'm confused because if I do 6%, I seem to be over my catch-up limit, and no one has said anything. He claims, I'm confused. Well, join the rest of us. Why should you be alone? 401k plans are administered, have administrators, and they put into effect policies that are intended to mirror the IRS code and provide as much guidance, for lack of a better term, to their employees, their participants, as they can. So every plan has slightly different administrative rules, but administrative rules cannot overrule the IRS code. The IRS code is the ultimate. So when we hear that in 2017, this current year, the maximum that you could put into a 401k plan is $18,000, that is technically correct. Lots of folks will quickly point out, hey, wait a second, there's more. And there is more, but the contribution limit for a 401k plan in 2017 is $18,000. And indeed, in 2018, it will be increased to $18,500. So while many plans are interested in or instruct their employees in using percentages of their compensation, that's not how the IRS measures the contribution. The IRS says you can put nearly 100%, in most cases 100%, up to the maximum dollar amount. So in this particular case, if the comp is 135 and we're putting in 12%, we've got 12,000 on the first 100. We've got about 3,600 plus 5 is 6 is 42. So we're at about 16,200 on the base, not quite to the maximum. If we're putting, and this email says he's limited to 12%. I suspect that there's been a miscommunication there. I suspect that any limitation under the 18,000 is a miscommunication, either in the calculation or the instructions on how to reach that full 18,000 max. The catch-up provision, the Hines provision, the catch-up provision. All right, I made that up. I totally made that up. I'm sorry. It's just fake news. It's my 57th attempt. Thank you. Thank you. That's every bit as bad. Between the two of us, 0-2. Yeah. One more strike and you've got dead air for the next hour and 40 minutes. We got to be very, very careful. The catch-up provision, indeed, $6,000. So maximum total contribution if you are 50 or over for 2017, 24,000 for 2018, 24,500. Quite possible. Lots of folks do it. I have seen employees who have elected to have 50% of their income withheld towards their 401k plan, and you say, whoa, 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 if I'm making even $100,000, I'm going to be way over the limit. No, the administrators are aware of this issue, and there's an automatic cutoff. So you can indicate I want 50% contributed from each paycheck, and if your paycheck is $10,000 a month for the first, 3 or 4 months, that's going to happen. And then once your 401k has been filled up, there will be zero withheld. So no one has said anything to this gentleman. Not likely they felt a need to. Either they have automatically cut him off at the appropriate level, or he hadn't yet met that appropriate level. And the same will happen in 2018. If for some reason that doesn't seem to have happened when you get your final paycheck and the numbers don't seem to add up, it's very, very important that you reach out to HR. It is extremely difficult long after the fact to get any of these things adjusted, but shortly after the fact, it's quite likely that they can be of assistance. And of course, you want to make sure 2018 is spot on. This leads me to an observation about 401ks. There has been lots of discussion around the fact that 401k plans are not perfect. Duh. In the world of investments, there is nothing that is perfect. There is no plan. There's no platform. There's no investment. There's no fund. There's no stock. There's no mutual fund. There's no ETF. There's no annuity. It doesn't exist. There's nothing that's perfect. The 401k is not perfect, but it's really, really, really good. And it is extremely beneficial for anyone who has, all right, let me start that over because I've come up with a better for anyone. For anyone who finds themselves in the situation where they would call themselves human. Because it's human nature that the money we have in our hand tends to get spent. That's human nature. You look at your paycheck and you go, that's kind of what I have to spend. And once you take out your heat, light, electric, and all that kind of necessary stuff, then whatever's left is whatever's left. And it's New Year's Eve and partay, as they say. One of the huge advantages of the 401k is that you don't have to rely on your self-discipline. You don't have to rely on your commitment. You don't have to rely on your impetus or memory. Gosh, I got to remember to write that check to my investment account every month. Nope. All you have to do is enroll. And it's taken out of your paycheck before you get the paycheck. And if you're doing it properly and you're taking a look at it occasionally, making sure it's on track, maybe having your financial advisor look at the investments, make sure they're on track. If you're doing it properly, you start out with a number you can handle. And as your pay raises come through, you take some of your pay raises. Let's say you get a 4% raise. Maybe you put two of that in your 401k. You keep two. So you have more money to spend, no question, but you're also increasing your 401k contribution automatically, autopilot. The word no-brainer, is no-brainer one word? Hyphenated, good, so it is one word. So it's a no-brainer, literally a no-brainer. You don't have to think about it. That's a huge advantage. Is it perfect? No. Because it's easy to do. It's easy to sign up. It's easy to do these things. It's also easy not to do. It's very easy not to do. And it's very easy to come up with three or four reasons why, oh, geez, I didn't do it. You know, I need the money. Yeah, I get it. You're not going to need the money when you're retired. I understand. What? No, actually, I am. Okay. So I need the money is that's one of the many excuses we hear. Hey, I don't know what to invest in. That's another one. That's easy. That's easy. But it's an excuse. Hey, I don't know if I should do a Roth or a standard 401k. Yeah, these are questions. And if you meet with a financial advisor who's got some experience, some skill, I'm thinking you can have your 401k questions resolved in under 17 and a half minutes. That's the over-under. Okay. Yeah. Or that's the under-over? Over, Roger. Roger, over. Roger. No, sorry. Okay. I picked the wrong week to give up smoking. Anyway, sorry. Airplane. It's one of the funniest films ever. Sorry. My apologies. So 401ks can be fabulous, in my opinion. Many of the folks who come through our door in their 50s and 60s who are looking at retirement and who have put together a very impressive savings, very impressive portfolio that will support them in their retirement, almost inevitably, huge proportion 401k plans. 401k plans. And to be quite honest, many of the folks who come through our door with very significant 401k plan balances had modest incomes. We're not talking about folks who made hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're talking about folks, in many cases, dual incomes, folks families who had two incomes. Mom and dad both worked, and mom and dad both had 401ks. They both participated. Interesting sidebar to the 401k discussion is that with the recent tax reform, many companies issued bonuses, year-end bonuses. Many companies who have already indicated that they're going to change their pay scale. One company, I think it's AT&T, I apologize if I've got it wrong, has announced that they're going to establish their own internal company minimum wage at $15 an hour. That's an interesting start. Aflac, exactly, has announced that they're going to increase their 401k match from half a 50% match on 4% contribution to a 100% match on a 4% contribution. So if you're if you have followed, as many folks do, the ancient guideline that you should save 10% of your income, you only need to save 6. Well, they're going to match 100% of the first 4% that you're putting in. So you put in 4, they match it, you've got 8, you put in 2 more, you're saving 10% of everything you make. And you can mix and match and have some of it tax deductible and some of it Roth, and you're on your way to a wonderful, wonderful retirement. It's an interesting, interesting program. I hope I helped our friend just a little bit. And of course, as he well knows, if my answer wasn't as clear as I had hoped it was going to be, he can always call and we'll be happy to help. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Are we good for a name that tune next half hour? John says yes. So get your dialing fingers ready. Gentleman writes, I have a 401k. I'm going to retire, looking at rolling this into a fixed index annuity, looking at a particular company. It has, and he goes on to talk about the specifics of this company and ask my opinion on fixed indexed annuities. I think fixed index annuities are fabulous and dreadful and okay and average. Because it really doesn't matter what my opinion is of the fixed indexed annuity. What truly matters is whether or not a fixed indexed annuity is the correct choice for you. If you are looking at a tremendously conservative investment with lots of principal protection, you are likely on the right track for at least part of your retirement. If you are looking for an inflation-protected income stream, you're likely not on the right track. If you're looking for liquidity, being able to access your money relatively easily, you're not likely on track. So you've got a couple of different pros and cons. 1 second. Thank you, sir. A couple different pros and cons, all of which absolutely circle right back to you. So in the absence of knowing what your priorities are in your retirement, I have little or nothing positive or negative to say about fixed indexed annuities. We use them in our practice. We use them on regular occasion. We use them very carefully. Fixed indexed annuities are quite complex. I have found many financial advisors who are hard-pressed to explain the very annuities they are selling. They are very complex. They require a significant amount of time and homework to be able to confirm that you understand exactly what you're getting into. But if they fit you, they're fabulous. And of course, the natural correlation to that is, or corollary to that is, if they don't, they stink. Voice of an angel. That's a phrase that is appropriate this time of the year. Voice of an angel. Natalie Merchant. All right, our politics aside, please, come on. telling me that we're half an hour into this edition of More Than Money. I'm looking outside. It's still snowing lightly. It's not the amount of snow. It's how cold those roads are, how slick they are. I found virtually no roads had been treated. So be very, very cautious if you have to venture out. I love every single one of you, and I can't afford to lose a single member of my audience. Just stick where you are and be very, very careful. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com will take your calls and emails after this on More Than Money.
Radio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio.
Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
The news never stops. News Radio 790 WAEV.
I'm over your heads now. I confound you. And astound you to know I must be one of the wonders. That's a vision. And as far as you see, you can offer me no explanation.
Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, December the 30th, our last show of 2017. It's a little wistful. 2017 went really quick. It went
fast.
Older I get, the faster it goes. And I share that with folks, and they go, gotcha. No question about it. So if we may be of service to you this morning, welcome. 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. If you wish to send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, and I've gotten some very, very good emails this morning. Most of them very, very nice. We got so many nice Merry Christmas emails last week. Thank you. And I did, I think I made note on air that I found this entire Christmas season many, 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 many more people wishing us Merry Christmas rather than Happy Holidays. So I'm thinking that there's a different tone. There's a different tone. It may be a different leadership issue. It may just be a different, people are feeling it a bit differently. But whatever it is, I loved it. Loved it. And even folks who said Happy Holiday, if I responded with Merry Christmas, they went, huh, Merry Christmas indeed. So they were very happy to hear that. So that's fantastic. And lots of nice emails this morning about Happy New Year. Resolutions. Lots of folks make them. Do you make them? Everybody kind of, maybe this, maybe that. For the most part, resolutions are what are they, pipe dreams. Geez, I wish I could. Gee, I wish I had. Gee, I try. If you're going to succeed, it takes more than that. And I have my own ideas. I'm not that anxious to share with you. I mean, if you're interested, shoot me an email or a phone call. I'll be happy to share that with you. 610-720-7900. Shall we do name that tune? Are you ready to do that, sir? John says yes, he is. We have a wonderful book to share with you, Shane Burkaw. It's his second book, and while it is indeed intended for children, if you're an adult. All right, that's a question mark right there. you made the choice. You're here listening, so accept it. Live with it. Embrace. Not So Different is a wonderful book, and we've given away lots of copies for Christmas. We've given away lots of copies to friends, and we'd like to share one with whomever can identify. This is one of the hints I'll give you. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and I'll even tell you a story about the artist after we give it a go. 610-720-7900. Name this tune. Good deal. Great intro. That's a great piece of music just right there. And then the song gets even better. And as we always do, that song will be played in its entirety at the end of the show. So we'll get to share that with you. And if you know the name of that song and the artist, 610-720-7900, we have traditionally kind of gone to the 60s. This is a 70s song. And this is a gentleman that was in his heyday in the 70s, early 80s, and is still performing to this day and does a marvelous job whenever he is out and about. And goodness, one of my absolute favorites. 610-720-7900. We'll do it one more time. Thank you, sir. 610-720-7900. Well, let's go to the phones. We say good morning. You're on More Than Money. Oh.
Close.
So that's the closest one so far.
Right.
They were guessing telephone line by the Hollies.
Yellow.
Thank you. Okay. 610-720-7900. Gentleman writes on an email, currently have a large number of shares of PPL stock, which I've had for many years. Lately, the stock has raised some issues, which has me very concerned. I currently have my dividends reinvested, never taken out any of those proceeds. I'm a retired woman on my own, making me a little nervous about this company. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Before I answer her question, let's go to the phones. We say good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Yes, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, the name is Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins.
That is absolutely correct, sir. Congratulations. Hang on one moment. John Elliott will collect all your information and we'll get your book right out to you.
Thank you, Gene.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you.
God bless. Indeed, one of my favorite songs of all time and one of my favorite performers of all time. And here's, I promised you a story. Kenny Loggins appeared at the State Theater a number of years ago. And as soon as he was announced, of course, we got tickets and I was excited beyond belief to be there with my my bride and my girls. And absolutely fabulous show, fantastic show. And at one point, and I believe it was on this song, Celebrate Me Home, He actually left the stage, and if you've been to the State Theater, you can imagine this as I describe it. As you're facing the stage, he came down the stairs to the left, went up the aisle between the left and center sections, crossed between the on the bottom level between the back section and the front section, came down the aisle to the right, and I was sitting on the aisle. Directly on the aisle on the right, and there was a chair open in front of us, a seat open. He was accompanied by his technician, and as he got literally to my side, he stepped up on the chair in front of me and faced the audience and continued to sing. What apparently he was uncertain about was that those chairs they're designed to be sat upon, not to be stood upon. And as he shifted his weight, the chair shifted. And he's literally standing above me and he loses his balance. The gentleman that's with him is crouched down so that that the audience can see. So he's in no position to be of any help whatsoever. And reflexes being what they are, I simply reached out and caught his hand and held him. And two men holding hands in front of 1,500 of my closest friends at the State Theater. It was one of the highlights of my life. The only negative to that entire story is that my daughter sitting next to me, my wife was two seats away, and she would gladly have held Kenny Loggins' hand through that song, through the entire show, and for weeks thereafter. What a performer. What a singer. What a great experience. The State Theater. Great experience, great memories. Yeah. No surprise there. No surprise at all. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Young lady has written me an email about many, many shares of PPL stock. She has had the dividends reinvested. She's retired. She's on her own, and she's a little nervous about the company. Let's take PPL out of the equation for a moment, because you can substitute PPL. You could substitute Johnson & Johnson. You could substitute Microsoft. You could substitute basically any company in that slot, because what we're really asking is having a very large number of shares of one company appropriate? Is that an appropriate thing for a retired person on their own to do? And the answer, of course, is it depends, but let me give you kind of the parameters. If this block of stock, whether it's PPL, Apple, or Johnson & Johnson, is the vast majority of this young lady's investments, then this is not an appropriate thing for her to do. It is not appropriate for her to own that much of one stock. It doesn't matter that it's PPL. It doesn't matter what the name would be. It is too much risk to have too much of our money. And when I say too much, experts disagree, or no, they don't disagree. Experts have kind of a range, a guidance of kind of a range of, if you have between 5% and 10% of your investments in any one particular investment, that's about the maximum that they can be comfortable with. And I would absolutely agree with that. So if this block of stock is more than 10% of her portfolio, I would have her carefully consider unwinding some of those positions, not because I believe PPL is in trouble, not because I believe that they have a poor future, but because it's inappropriate. It doesn't matter what the company is. It's too much risk to have all that money, that larger proportion in one company. Now, look at it in the exact opposite way. If this block of stock, even though it's many, many, many shares, is 5% or less of her portfolio, and since she's having the dividends reinvested, it's clear she's not relying on those dividends for her retirement income. I'm not seeing that I have any great anxiety about hanging on to those shares. PPL has some challenges, no question. Every company has some challenges. You said, well, Gene, yeah, you mentioned Apple. Apple just keeps going up and up and up. Not so much. Apple this week got caught, fibbing. And they've been trying to spin it. They've been putting out press releases that kind of spin it, but became clear that they've been pulling some shenanigans with some of the older phones, quote-unquote, encouraging people in spending $1,000 for the new phone, slowing up the old phone. Oh, geez, we're sorry. It was kind of necessary, we're sorry. Hey, sorry. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Amazon, people go, well, Amazon's fantastic. You know, you can't go wrong with Amazon. President Trump tweeted this week that he's a little concerned when he looks at the Postal Service losing billions of dollars, and yet they give Amazon tremendous breaks on their postage. Jeff Bezos, by some reports, is now worth over $100 billion. I'm thinking Amazon can afford to pay the going rate. So Amazon's got every company's got issues, challenges, opportunities. We can be hopeful, we can be prayerful that they figure out a way to solve those issues. The question becomes risk. And if you have too much money in one stock, the risk becomes inordinate. I hope, young lady, that helps a little bit. I would encourage you, if you're not clear about how to evaluate this risk relative to your personal circumstance, make sure you reach out. We're happy to have you sit with one of our More Than Money advisors. There's absolutely no charge for that. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You simply look at your entire picture, your entire financial picture, to see where this fits or not. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Young lady writes, my mom passed 3 months ago at age 79. She had a live-in boyfriend, and that's in quotes. For the past 4 years, he is 77. Mom named my brother as the executor of her will. She left everything to him and me except for a life insurance policy, almost $60,000 to her boyfriend. Mom's house was in her name and left to us, but this man won't leave. He claims they were married, quote unquote, and she wanted him to live there until he dies. Mom never referred to them as married and never told us or put in her will that she wanted him to have the house. The will says everything goes to the two of us. The attorney we have seems reluctant to push this matter and even suggested that we, quote unquote, leave well enough alone and let him live there. My brother and I have been going through mom's papers and there's a lot missing. We can't find some bank statements, IRA papers, or the deed to the house. We suspect this man's been going through her papers all along. We know now we should have secured all that stuff right away after she passed. We just weren't thinking. We have serious suspicions, but no real proof. With him living there, it's very uncomfortable looking for more information. What do we do? God bless you. God bless you. Well, very difficult. Very difficult circumstance. There's no question about it. And you are in my prayers for the loss of your mom and for the circumstance that you find yourself in. Your brother, as the executor, has a legal obligation to accurately and completely and thoroughly identify your mom's estate, IRAs, bank accounts, et cetera, et cetera. According to your description, some of that paperwork is missing. Do you have to have proof that the boyfriend living in the home has done something wrong in order to take very affirmative action? No, there doesn't have to be an accusation of wrongdoing for your brother to do what he is legally obligated to do, which is identify, inventory, and secure all of your mother's assets in her estate. The state of Pennsylvania expects him to do that. The federal government expects him to do that. The courts expect him to do that. You would expect him to do that. Your mom expected him to do that. That's why she named him as the executor and not her boyfriend. Your boyfriend's claims that they were married, quote unquote, not interested. Not interested. Your mom left a will. So it's not as if we have to guess. Geez, I wonder what mom wanted. Mom left a will. And it's not even as if we have to guess about whether she, quote unquote, cut him out. She didn't. She left him $60,000 in cash. So there was obviously some provision in her mind. Now here's the rub, of course. First of all, you have the wrong attorney. My apologies to the attorney in question. But leave well enough alone is not legal advice. That's weenie advice. That's somebody who just doesn't want to rock the boat, whether it's correct or not. So you need a new attorney. You need an attorney who's experienced. You need an attorney who is, from an estate standpoint, from an elder law standpoint, really knows his or her stuff. So new attorney, number one. Number two, your brother or someone acting on his behalf has to go into the house, whether your brother's comfortable doing that. That's a different question. We'll circle back to that here in a moment. But has to go in the house, has to go through every paper, every drawer, every file cabinet, every stack of paper, every stack of envelopes, has to go through everything. Legal responsibility. And if he's unwilling, he can resign as executor and somebody else will be named, perhaps an attorney. Or if he's unwilling to do that himself, he can certainly hire someone to do that. There are attorneys, there are accountants, there are individuals that would be more than willing to go in there. Some folks are reluctant to have confrontations. Other folks are not only not reluctant, they're kind of walking around looking for them. So there are certainly situations or individuals that can handle the boyfriend and any angst that he may decide that he wishes to create in fulfilling your brother's legal obligation as executor. Would I ever allow someone to stand between me and my mother's documents at her passing? Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. So if you are concerned about the confrontational piece, I absolutely get that. I understand. Find somebody who isn't concerned. And it doesn't mean it has to be confrontational. But if a gentleman is already suggesting what all the documents would disagree with, all the documents say that the house is yours, and if he's suggesting that he should be allowed to live there for the rest of his life, he's 77. That could be 30 years. You could be gone before he's gone. If he's willing to do that, we're not sure what he's willing to do. And you're absolutely right. Having him live in the house and documents being at his disposal between now and then, that's just dreadful. It's just absolutely dreadful. So do yourself a large favor. Get yourself an attorney. If you get the right attorney, I strongly suspect that the attorney will have a staff who are more than willing to accompany you and get this taken care of. And again, God bless you. It's not going to be easy, but this will get resolved. We're coming to the top of the hour. We've got a couple minutes before top of the hour. We've had a couple questions that require, in my opinion, some clarification, some follow-up. Do we keep stock? Do we sell stock? How do we handle that 401k contribution or not? That follow-up, we offer in our More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. Free. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. I think if you talk to anybody that has come through that process with us, they will describe to you a very comfortable, very informative, very friendly, very low-pressure scenario where they learned a tremendous amount, and they were under no obligation. All you need to do is ask. You can ask lots of ways. The two easiest, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, and go old school on me. Give us a phone call at the office, 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. Interesting article about charitable contributions, and I think our audience is the number one audience to hear about charitable contributions. I'm going to share that after the top of the hour. Fistful of emails and so much more. Stay with us and enjoy a little bit of Kenny Loggins, and we'll be back after this on More Than Money.
Celebrate me.